about is Joseph. Moving on to in the asset side, Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi and Indonesian Foreign Minister Suharto discussed bilateral relations as well as regional and international developments, including the Palestine crisis, in a telephone conversation on Thursday. During the conversation, Araghchi stressed the need to follow up on agreements made between Iran and Indonesia and highlighted the importance of maintaining high-level contacts to achieve this goal. That was Nizam from Voice of Indonesia.
Wait.
spokesperson, Pastor Hardy, confirmed that Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto's special envoys for Pope Francis' funeral at the Vatican have arrived in Rome, Italy. The President's special envoys for the funeral are former President Joko Widodo, Human Rights Minister Natalius Pigai, Deputy Finance Minister Thomas Iwan Dodo, and former Minister Ignatius Jonan. As we know that Indonesia is so lucky, Indonesians are so grateful, so fortunate for seeing Pope Francis himself last year in 2024.
And viewers of Voice of Indonesia, today we have a very special interview with Indonesian Religious Affairs Minister Professor Nazaruddin Umar. Assalamualaikum. Waalaikumsalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. How are you, Pak? Fine, thanks. I'm doing. Yes, we are in a very age of Ramadan, and we are going to celebrate the Eid al-Fitr. And today we are going to talk about the interfaith tolerance and harmony, Professor Nazaruddin Umar. But before we come to the questions, I would like you to we have a very interesting picture here on our back.
Yes, it's a photo.
So it is a here interreligious meeting. So what can you explain about this picture?
Yes, I'm sorry. Spontaneity. There is no thinking before, because I him in one window, and then he shook my hand, and then I speak English, but there's no response. And we need translation from Italian language and to Indonesia. But someone called me, Pope, who had been living in Middle East country so many years ago, and maybe long, more than 10 years. So I conclude, I think he can understand Arabic. And I try to speak Arabic, and he responded my question, and he answered my question also. So according to the translator, so you don't need me, yes, thank you very much, because we can communicate in Arabic. Because Mr. Pope cannot communicate with English, but in Arabic, it's okay. Okay, so this is the expression, my expression, our expression. You know, because he shook my hand, and also I gave him his hand, and then he kissed my hand. Three times. Very interesting. I don't know, a lot of media shook me in the time. So, when I visit Middle Country, Middle East Country, also United States, very interesting because, according to them, this is the photo period. There is no before, photo like this. Yes, this is a symbol of Islam religion and also the Catholic religion. So this is a very, very important photo in this year, according to
okay, so can we also say that this is not only a photo, but it reflects a tolerance, harmony between the interfaith religions?
When I saw his hat, I remember my father is a teacher, he was a teacher, very, very active teacher. You can imagine him completely in my class in Borneo, so I see the only one teacher in one school, about six classes, the only my father. So there is no one teacher can help my father. One school and only one teacher is my father only. So I remember my father, he teaches from the level 1 until level 6, he's the only one person. And I remember also, Pope also, closing this time for humanity, like my father. My father also closing his aid with the humanity, especially in students in my country, in my middle age. So, I kiss his head, like I kiss, I imagine my father's mother. I love my father. And so, when I kiss his head, and so, he has my hand, and then he kiss my hand. This time, three times. Wow. So this is very, very long. Yes, astounding. As we know, the Indonesian government places great importance on religious harmony as part of its national vision. So how does the implementation of the 8th pillar of the Asta Cita contribute to the strengthening interfaith tolerance in Indonesia? All the 8th pillars of Asta Cita is very related with my job today. You know, religion can speak everywhere and anywhere and everything. Yes. The holistic meaning of religion is so expensive. So large. So people discussing religion, environment also, and also interfaith, of course, very related with the Minister of Religious Affairs. So, for me, your question is very important point. You know, although we are a very rich country, but without tolerance, without quote-unquote corruption and tolerance, yes, there is no meaning. So we need in the future, if we need the idea in relation to the future, we have to maintain the tolerance. What is the meaning of tolerance according to me? Tolerance different with coexistence. What is the difference between coexistence and tolerance? Coexistence, you can access over there, me here, and you over there also.
Yes,
we can live together without the conservation. But for me, not enough. We need more. How to engage modern coexistence? We need the real tolerance. So we have free capital to engage our community in Indonesia. But that's why we are the same as many other. Humanity is only one. For me, there is no power. Don't speak regarding religion and ethnic. If we discussing, if we mention regarding humanity is only one. There is no Arab. So this is the point. Ukhuwah Bashariyah, according to Arabic. Persaudaraan kemanusiaan. Yeah. Solidarity of humanity. And the second point. Ukhuwah Wataniyah. Because we are from the one nation. Yes. NKRI, Negara Kesatuan Republik Indonesia. We are Indonesia as one nation. I think this is very important also we mentioned here, because from Merauke until Sabang, Aceh, we have different times. Yes, the present, the east, and the center, and also the west. And if you visit Istanbul and then direct to London, you through 19 countries in 9 hours. But in Sleepy Step from Sabang until Merauke, you through only one country in 8 or 6 hours. 6. Very, very, very large our country. So, we need
modern quite system within the digital realms. Yes. The ideal tolerance, according to me, collaborating with others, because we are one nation, and we are one humanity, and also we have, this is very important point also, we are the former of colonialism of Dutch. Yes. More than 200 thousand Dutch stayed in Indonesia as a colonial. Mm-hmm. So we have the same history. So this is, I mean, I call it Uhuwa Tarifiyah, Uhuwa Bashariyah, and Uhuwa Bashariyah. Three things very important to unite of our nation, Indonesia. And how to implement our idea? We still compose the new curriculum for religious studies in Indonesia. I call my program Curriculum Cinta, Love Curriculum. What is the meaning of Love Curriculum? Very dangerous situation. If the religious teachers explain the religion with distinction orientation, we in the future, all the religious teachers can explain their religions for their students with love, not with hate with others.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We need collaboration non-Muslim religion sitting together to compose a religious curriculum.
Yes.
How do we implement loving curriculum in our subject of study problem? I believe in the future, if we explain our religion with love orientations, not by hate orientations, the answer will be stronger than before.
Mm. Yes.
Yes. And the second point also, we have still promoting until today, we explain what I call theology, ecotheology. What is the meaning of ecotheology? If we evaluate our theology implemented in Indonesia, according to me, very masculine relations. I think over Muslim, I believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or God, modern feminine God than masculine God. And I believe also the messenger, modern feminine prophet than masculine prophet. I believe also the holy book, modern feminine book than masculine book. This is very difficult to understand.
Yeah.
Why the God, the prophet, and holy book, too feminine, but the Ummah, more than masculine, over masculine, I think. You can see in many ways.
Yeah.
Very, very, there is no tolerance with environment.
Yeah.
Economic orientation only. There is no future-oriented, how to arrange our environment, how to save our planet, how to save our environment, how to save our world.
Yes.
Don't see only the universe only as an object. Don't see environment only as an object.
Yes.
But you have to see also universe, object and subject, both of them. Like me, we are object of the universe, and also in the same time, we are the subject of the universe. Subject and object is the object is the same. We are the same creation of God.
Yes.
Yes, the universe are creation of God. Man, women can also be the creation of God also. So there is an explanation for the creation of God. We are the same position. Although, Hollywood mentioned Manusia as a khalifa, the representative of God, not angels, not animal, and not another thing. Only man show as a khalifa, or the representative of God, in to arrange our world. But we have to understand, according to the Holy Book, we have to maintain. We have to arrange our distance between universe and environment and humankind also. Don't push universe or environment more than opening capacity.
Yes,
really. I just want to ask a little bit more about more feminine than masculine. So how do you transfer this idea to other people so they could the same idea with everyone you are very present? We need the time. One thing we need to understand, we need to explain what is the meaning of ecotheology. We don't need masculine theology in Indonesia. Our nation is a nation more than feminine country, not masculine country. We are a Muslim culture. Muslim culture more than feminine country. The continental countries. Continental country like United States, Saudi Arabia, and many countries in the Middle East country. Very continental culture. What's happening in continental culture? The domination of man is very dominant.
Yes.
If you compare Indonesia, we are very equal position. Men and women in Indonesia, more equal than men and women in the Middle East country. So we have to maintain this position, men and women, as the same position. Same khalifa and also same abdi. And in the future, we can explain also to our young generation. We are from the American culture, so we are from the religious people. So we need a spiritual attitude to maintain our position in this country. So we don't need hardliner approach, we don't need terrorists, we don't need discrimination, we don't need unequal approach. We need the balance in this country. So this is very important point. How we imagine in the future, our society, Indonesian society, will be better than other countries. This is my opinion in the future.
Okay.
And I think we are very optimistic for that, because we have lot of capital to access our ideas.
Yes,
that's what I mean. In the spirit of inclusivity, there are also what role does the Stockholm Mosque, because besides the minister of religion, especially also the grand imam of the school. So the Stockholm Mosque play in fostering dialogue and cooperation between different religious communities, particularly, yeah. Yes, the Stockholm Mosque, the big humanity, the big hospital community. For me, it's important not only for Muslim people, like the mosque of Prophet Muhammad. And the mosque of Prophet Muhammad not only to serve for Muslim people, but also non-Muslim people can access that. Non-Muslim can meet together in the mosque, inside the mosque of Prophet Muhammad, we have resources there. One time, Prophet Muhammad invited 60 non-Muslim people meeting together in inside the mosque. It's very funny because one of them promised Prophet Muhammad, it's me, Muhammad, because the sun will be sunset, but we did them to meditation. So, can I do meditation here in the mosque?
In the mosque, yes.
According to Prophet Muhammad. So, there is no different the house of my Muslim baggage here. Mm. All documented here are Muslim. Please, you can do meditation inside mosque. So, you can imagine, can we imagine in the mosque, in Indonesia, someone can bring kebaktian obligation in the mosque. But this is the fact. We have resources. So, Prophet Muhammad allowed one of the meeting, meeting followers doing meditations in the mosque. Yes, the next questions are, how can, based on this story and history, how can religious leaders and institutions for the promote compassion, yes, and then solidarity across interfaith communities in Indonesia? Yes, we have the big capital to elaborate our good idea. How using this capital as a meeting point for not only internal Muslim society, but also non-Muslim, can also use our meeting place here to discuss it together. And we have tradition here. We have this space. We can invite every religion coming here and discuss it together with tradition between interfaith dialogue. Not only interfaith dialogue, but also intercultural dialogue also we do here. And also international meeting point also, because we have tradition in this capital, what I call Ambassador Bedrick. Ambassador Modern, Modern 40, Ambassador Bedrick coming here, discussing together. We discuss that in the religious diplomacy. Interestingly, because religious diplomacy, most often, just one share. I only first time hear what is the term of religious diplomacy. Please explain to me, what do you mean, religious diplomacy? Very easy to explain to them. If you use the language, your heart language, if you discuss it together with us, with our language, so you use religious diplomacy.
Yes.
You know, because we understand, yes. Humanity is only one. So, our heart also only one. There is no palace. So, if you discuss it together with me, and you're using the heart approach, so I understand you're still discussing regarding the religion. Religion not only spiritual, but also psychology, also dimension of religion. Yes, there's only one quick question for the last one. This message to the people around the world regarding the Ramadan, and then I don't
get the level.
Ramadan is not only for Muslim celebration, but also non-Muslim celebration also in this month. You know, lots of people come to the market and also sell many products. And you see, in Mudik, especially very special culture of Indonesia, Mudik Lebaran. Mudik Lebaran, mobilization, mass mobilization from the town to the village. And in the morning, according to my research center map of Indonesia, more than 200 billion rupiah going to the village. And you can see the new market in the village. So this is mainly very important because everybody can enjoy with Ramadan.
Yes.
Okay, but thank you very much for your time. Thank you very much because my English is not so good. But you have to understand this. Thank you very much. Sure. Oh,
serve straight to your table. Inspired by its astounding nature and culture. Ready to be explored in a mouth-watering journey. Step out of your comfort zone. Experience the delightful taste of Indonesia. Enjoy familiar dishes in not so familiar environments. From healthy breakfast, exotic fruit juice, to traditional brunch. Lunch at the sea, eating there, where even a fare goes from day to late at night. Night of prizes. The common cause.
I'm not gonna lie, 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 I'm not gonna l